Blog Talk Radio.
That is the message. That's our cue. So welcome, everyone, to this very special day. Today being in the Pacific, or here in the United States, it's Sunday, July the 23rd. And thank you, everyone, for joining us for this another precious time to be together. So today we have a couple of special guests. Of course, we will have Dr. Tom with his wonderful updates. And then we also have our very special guest as well. And she's new to all of us. Her name is Sandy Whiteley. And she will present, and I will interview her regarding her experience as being an abductee and not being from here. So it'll be a wonderful, informative, enlightening day and time for us to be together. So with that being said, Zaria, I'm going to go ahead and open your line. Hello.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, listen, before you start, I was just talking with our person that is going to be on our call, Sandy. She wants to come in to listen to our call. So if you will, I'm going to go ahead and bring her through.
Bring her in.
So she can, no, she's going to come in to listen. Yeah, she will be coming in to talk probably at about 11 o'clock. So here we go.
You're welcome to listen to the call, no problem.
Of course. All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy, welcome. You are now on the Blog Talk Show. And if you will, listen in until it's time for us to have you come through and talk about, and we'll do our interview with you at that time. So it'll be a little bit a little while first. So everyone, we have Sandy on our call with us, listening into our show, and we will start the show in a short while with Dr. Tom. But before we do that, we always enjoy having Zaria come in. And Zaria is here now with us, everyone. So Zaria, tell us your message for today and tell us how you're doing for today. And in the meantime, Sandy, I'm going to put you on mute for now, okay? But you can listen. Just listen.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. All right, Zaria, you are on the air. You will have to unmute yourself. Oh, there you are. Cool. How are you, by the way?
I am unmuted. I'm fantastic. How are you doing? I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you.
Of course, I'm always fantastic. Right. I'm always fantastic.
There's a little bit of a joke. There's a little bit of a kind of a joke here, everybody. So, anyways, it's not a joke, but it's good. Okay, it's all good.
Well,
so, Zaria, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah.
This is
okay. I'm going to be reading from a book from Diane Robbins, and it's called Tree Talk. Her website is www.DianneRobbins.com. If you want to order her books, which would be a blessing to her, you can order them right through her site. They're in several different languages, and they're in audio as well. So you might want to give a look-see. Okay. I'm reading from the Tree Talk and the Tree People. I am Mother Earth speaking. As the energies pouring onto the earth plane increase in might and velocity and intensity, anchor yourself to my heart, the heart of Mother Earth. Ground yourselves to my core and hold on fast, for I will soon explode into a brilliant light, into the sun star that I am. And you, as you hold on and keep yourself centered to the core of my planet, I will rise, you will rise with me. You will ascend as I ascend into a dazzling light of your I Am presence. For we are all the same heart. We are all the same light. We are all one. As you stand within the dazzling light of your I Am presence, you will know all, and all is contained within you. To reach your full light, which is you, which is where you experience the ascension process, you keep your focus on who you are, why you are here, and what you came here to achieve. You came here to achieve many things, foremost, which is your ascension and the planetary ascension. You came here to bring all life forms into the light. You worked for the light. The light is your employer, and you are the employee. You work diligently to bring light everywhere you go. You hold the planes of light in your DNA cells. Your DNA are now exploding with light, and you have been holding for eons and eons on your trek through Earth incarnations. As this light comes to the fore, it washes away all the droves and impurities that have accumulated over lifetimes and lifetimes of earthly incarnations. Sometimes you may wonder if the ascension will ever happen, for time on my earth plane appears to go by slowly for you. And yet, what have you accomplished in just the last few years has been quite earth-shaking, literally. For you have accomplished the work of hundreds of lifetimes in just these last few years. Time is greatly speeding up, as you have felt, and it will even speed up more in ratios of higher proportions. So yes, the ascension is about to occur. You are all ascending now in consciousness. All life forms are ascending now in consciousness. All cells are ascending in consciousness. And all you know it, and you know it, and before you know it, you will have ascended. It will happen that fast. One day you will open your eyes and you will be on Earth, and the next moment you will be in a higher frequency of light, a higher dimension, a higher density. So it will be just a little longer, and in the meantime, while you are still in third density, know that I am surrounding you with my love every moment of your time, and that you are not separated from me at all. Just reach through the time zones into no time and feel my presence. I send you great waves of love and light from deep within my core. This is Mother Earth working with you, and I thank you for this transmission. Your heart is pure. Your heart is the direction, reflection of the Creator. Your heart is the mirror to all that is. Your heart mirrors the universe and you and the universe is you. That's our message to you from Diane Robbins' book, The Tree Talk People, Tree People. I want to add one last thing to that. There's been reports of people seeing trees walking. That is not a fantasy. That is an absolute fact. Trees can walk if they so choose to do so. It's been seen several times. So yes, trees do walk. If they get tired of where they're at, they can get up and move. So not that they would, but they have their consciousness enough to do that. So don't think that you have dominion over trees. You don't. Only some of them. That's our message to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Zaria. One last thing. Just a couple of things. In regards to some people, it's similar to some people, or a number of people, actually more and more people are able to see orbs, which are really fairies. And some people actually do see the fairies and their wings, as well. And others can see gnomes, et cetera, et cetera. The reason for that is, again, it's that veil that we are under that we can't see beyond, this 3D image or reality, which really is an illusion. Because who we are is that we are able to, when we become fully conscious, we're going to be able to see that heaven really is. I mean, that earth is really our heaven, and that everything is so pure and beautiful. So, anyways, we'll speak with Zora maybe shortly a little bit more about Gaia or Mother Earth or Kira Krista, whichever name we give her. So in the meantime, Zaria, I think I'd like to bring in Dr. Tom and see what's up with the RV and everything else that's going on, in our world in that particular area. That needs much of our love and our light. Okay, so give me a bit and let's go ahead and get Dr. Tom in here now. Yeah, all right. Thank you, Zaria. All right, so upcoming now is going to be Dr. Tom. All righty.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. That's a good one. Thanks, Dr. Tom. We welcome you to our call today. It's been a little while since we've spoken, and we also know that you've been really busy, but it's so wonderful always to be able to have you on our call. So what would be your message for today?
Well, we have a little RV update and also world events and tied into what we can do. And I think it's really important, the last part of this message today. So
you bet. Thank you. Take it away.
Okay. Well, let's get right down to the brass, hard, the knuckles, right? The brass knuckles. So currently, fortunately, I've been able over the years to have contacts of, how they come to you. And a lot of it has come through, I guess, understanding my life as living two dimensions, being on this planet and then one through a different source, which I recently just found out. So being guided and being people who are actually behind the scenes working, we pretty much, with this call and the other calls that we're on, I think we have the best information. So let's dive into it, and let's finish up with some things that we just can't wait around for everything. We have to keep creating and doing the right thing. So we've heard the comment of money is moving. Well, money is moving. It's basically dollars have been moved using the old Marshall Plan. And so this has nothing to do with the IQD, but it's the platforms to eventually move the IQD and the Global Reset. So last week, Singapore was paying out trillions of dollars through the Windsor, the Queen, doing payouts to the Philippines, okay? And as you got to remember that the corrupt governments, especially the ones we know about that are currently here and some other ones, went around and stole a lot of the gold and silver. And money was stolen too. So when Trump had gone out, went over to visit the Queen to make the settlement, so now the Queen, of course, is not no longer here, but the settlements are going, have paid out trillions of dollars. The first area of payment was Singapore was paying out to the Philippines. And then the second payment went recently to the Chinese elders. They are backing up Nasara Jassara, and had nothing to do with the Global Reset, but it was just money paid back to them so they could run everything. So as you can see now, the foundation is being laid of these large payments for Nasara Jassara, and then we'll eventually get to the revaluation. The third payment went to the CCP, or I would say part of the government of the Chinese. I think the CCP that we know of has been taken out, the communist China. I think those settlements and changes have been changed over. So you can see these large payments had to be distributed, and there's reasons why it was at this time, because you had to take out the bad bankers. So the IQD project is moving forward. We have some meetings coming up in South Africa at the BRICS, and that's basically finalizing the asset-backed currencies of the world. 80% of the planet now is on the gold standard. And then the European and the U.S. will be the last ones, which we'll talk about. So everything is moving, not like what we want it to move, but it's moving. So what they're doing is, in South Africa, it's creation of a new BRICS currency, and their de-dollarization is going on. So they're moving away from the corrupt fiat petrodollar, the BRICS, to crush the dollar and moving more towards the gold standard. Upon removal of the current administration that is here, which is happening soon, you're seeing it on alternative news and some of the regular news of the corruption in our government, especially the Bozo, who's in the fake Biden, who is not really him. But anyway, after he is taken out, 2 hours later, immediately following, the military, Interpol will go to Michael Kotel to release the codes for the gold treaty, which will set off Nisara Jasara, the gold standard, and then then we can go ahead and the RV will kick in then. Every fiat currency has been collapsed around the world. Central banks have been voided. Everything is done. We will not allow what they're saying is pure evil to. So evil does not have access to the wealth of the power. The U.S. corporation is gone, and you got to remember all presidents were owned by the corporations, run by the Mongolian families, starting around the 1200th century. And they were kind of controlling the Pacer and the Phoenician families. And then you had the Rockefeller families underneath those. All of them have been taken out. And so what we're doing now is just the process of going from the old earth to the new earth. So I'm kind of bouncing around here. Yeah.
That's great, Dr. Tom. I got a quick question for you. You know, when we're talking about movement and things are changing, and we're still really waiting for the U.S. To really finish up on her work to, you know, remove, you know, the current administration, et cetera. There is financially, you know, I've heard, and I received some information also from William in Canada. Thank you, William. And a little bit more information in regards to the Federal Reserve launch what we call Fed Now, which, and I'm sure you probably have heard about that, right?
So yeah, I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
Oh, you were. Oh, okay. Well, then let me go ahead and let you do that because I have I have information regarding that as well. Go ahead.
Yes. So the Fed Now is based. So the corrupt globalists were trying to do a new one world cryptocurrency. The Fed Now, mm-hmm. the CBDC, which won't happen. It'll all be run by XRP. And XLM, and those mm-hmm. will be the currencies. So those are being pushed right now, the Fed Now or whatever, but the Fed Now will be mainly the QFS. And so these are mm-hmm. just the last, they had it, the Alliance and the White Hats had to show them what they were going to do. So they're showing up all the Fed Now and all these illegal things. So it will truly be run by certain cryptocurrencies, mainly XRP, XLM, and the QFS system. And the Fed Now is just a way of what they wanted to do was control under the CBDC, control all of our money and everything. But it ain't going to happen. But they had to expose that and let it run a little bit.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
So.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'll continue on here a little bit.
Oh, please.
Okay. So get ready. Right now, we're going to have some turbulent times. And we're really looking for next month, and I'll get to that in a minute. But right now, we're going to run – the White Hats had to show the turbulent times. So basically – food, banking, turbulent times coming up. if you look at the food supply, which most of us don't eat on this call, but anyway. But 90% of the corn is gone, and that's going to affect the beef and chicken prices and all of those things. The Alliance has everything done. So make sure that you have food and a little bit of cash And for those people who are lucky, have a little bit of gold and silver and spring water, those type of things. If you don't hold it, you don't own it. Cryptocurrency, make sure you use wise discussions and do your due diligence about that, because there's the good ones and then there's the bad ones out there. But anyway, so the world currency, so we had the ZIM and the Venezuela and the Vietnamese dong and the Iraqi, which are the big ones. Those are going to be reset to be gold-backed. So we're running into a safe world again of gold standard, asset-backed, QFS. The bad guys have been taken out. RV is coming. There'll be no more debt. We're zeroing out all of the debt in the world. And we're getting rid of the corporations, the U.S. corporations, central banks, and other than the other families there too. So a couple of things here, just as that I had written down, that we're in the best time ever on this planet, and we're recreating the new Earth. And a couple of things that this will lead us to is we'll finally end all of the poverty and hunger on the planet, and then we'll reach global peace and harmony. Make sure we have excellent health and wellness and well-being again, and create superior education again, an understanding of what has happened, and being able to use what we have, get our brilliance back, get our peer unlimited back. Equality for all, so we're all the same. There is no difference between black and white and genders and everything else. And also, too, is to clean up the earth and then get our free energy back. And then the end of working for money. It's kind of like what Billy talks about at Hollow Earth, where everyone just works with everyone, right? Rebuild our infrastructures with new buildings. And what I'm doing right now is creating new hospitals. And recreate the human settlements and restore climate and balance, conserve our oceans, and many other things that people now that we can create, right? So mm-hmm. I think we're in a good place. And so now's mm-hmm. the time to utilize how to raise our frequency. And it's really, truly, through my understanding and through my experiments of what I'm doing now, is get out and get on the earth with barefoot. Get out in the sun. Get a little bit, first 45 minutes in the morning and the last 45 minutes of the day. Your breath work, your meditating, your high-frequency foods, your structured water, and also to get your body to where you get out in the hot and cold, infrared saunas, cold plunges, those type of things. And my last comment, who I just had heard again, a mentor of mine, Dr. McGarry, she's a physician, and she's just turned 103 years old. And one of her statements was, said that just laughter alone is not real. But laughter with love is joy and happiness. And labor without love, like working, complaining about changing your diapers or, going to work, but labor with love is blissful. And the last thing that I had just heard her recently say, that listening without love is empty sound. But listening with love is understanding. So we are moving into this highest frequency, but we must, all of us, especially those people who haven't made the changes mentally, working on their past lives and working on their frequencies, that the change is coming, and you really have to be ready from a health standpoint, a mental standpoint, and everything that you guys do on your show that creates that environment with all your products and all your speakers and everything. So we are really close. We're having a meeting. They're having a meeting August 22nd, the BRICS, and we're really thinking that will be the finalization for the RV. It's coming. Could happen tomorrow. But next month is exciting, and I think we're getting close again. So we'll see what they do. We don't know. But in the meantime, just stay busy, create, enjoy life like it's already happened. So, well, that's my update for the day.
That was a beautiful update. It's a perfect update for all of us. So thank you so much, Dr. Tom, for all of the wondrous, beautiful work that you're doing and providing us with some inspiration and information. And thank you for all that you are doing and all that you are. So thanks, Dr. Tom. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay. We will. You as well.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Now, I think what we're going to do at present is we're going to bring Zora back, and let's go ahead and see what Zora has to say in regards to all of the events that are at play now. So, Zoraya? Hello? Yoo-hoo! Oh, wait a minute. She probably doesn't have... Okay, just a second, guys. Are you here?
Okay.
Yes. If you will, hold on 1 second, everybody.
No, no.
All right. Okay, Zoraya, I think we're ready for your father to come through for a little while before we bring Sandy in.
Okay.
Thank you. And I want to, while you were waiting for your father, I just wanted to let everyone know that it was really great to have Dr. Tom on our call, as he gave us a really good summary of what is happening now, not just in regards to the United States, but, you know, the connections and information that he has elsewhere. So very good, very good. All right. Is Zora here with us now?
Indeed.
Oh, hello, Zora. How are you?
I'd be wonderful. I mean, how about you?
We'd be wonderful, too. So, well, it's good. Been a little while again, and we so appreciate you being here with all of us. So we've been talking. Dr. Tom was just here, gave us a really great information and, you know, boost in regards to where we are and understanding what's happening in the world of finances, et cetera. So a couple of questions. Oh, perhaps maybe before I even do that, our theme really for today, and we have our special guest, Sandy, who is also coming in to speak with everyone, is about Terra Crista or Mother Earth or Gaia or whichever name people have called our planet to be. And if you could give us more information in regards to Mother Earth, in essence of why you have always mentioned that we need to be out in Mother Nature, that we need to connect with her always, daily, whenever possible, to be out there, to meditate, to walk on her grasses, to be associate, to feel the plants and the animals, etc. So give us your understanding and about Terra Crista and her function and why she is here for us. So I'll let you take it from there.
Well, to put it quite simply, is this. Mother Terra Crista is a living being. And being a living being, she requires what you call communion as well. And all of you are communing with her. How do you do that? You do that by going out into Mother Nature and connecting with Mother Nature. And how do you do that? Quite simple. You put your back against a tree. You put your feet on the ground. And you are in direct contact with Terra Crista. So that's why I emphasize going out and being in Mother Nature, putting your feet in the ocean or swimming in the ocean, putting your back against a tree and your feet on the ground, or if you wish, go and climb the tree if you wish. Anyway, but I want you to do that because people, people who live in cities have a disadvantage than people who do not live in the city. The disadvantage is that you're walking on concrete. You're separated from the earth, in a sense. You don't have that direct contact between you and Mother Earth because of the concrete separating you between your feet and the actual earth herself. So if you have a park, like Central Park, if you're in New York, you have Central Park. Central Park is a connection point with Mother Earth. There is nothing separating you between you and Mother Earth. You're right there. And if you're living in a town or a city, most of the time you have city parks. So you do have a connection to Mother Earth. And you'll find that when you're in your hovels where you live, you're separated from Mother Earth. You're in a structure that is separating you from Terra Crista. So that's why it's also very important to ground your house, because when you ground your house, that also grounds you to Terra Crista as well. So if you live in the inner city, you ground your house. Quite simply done. You simply buy yourself a row of wire, 16-gauge or better, copper, and you cut the wire, and you shade back the insulation. You take a wooden stake and you put it into the ground. You take the other end and you plug it into an outlet on the outside of your house. That grounds your house. So you can do that wherever you are. And so that is the importance of being in direct contact with Mother Earth or Terra Crista or Gaia or whatever you wish to term her. But her true name, if you want to know, her true name is Terra Crista. But okay. Anyway,
so
understand,
I have
she loves you greatly. She loves you greatly. And also understand that your erratic weather is in direct correlation with your thoughts and attitudes. So think about that. Your bad weather you're having in other parts of the country The bad weather you're having and the upheavals you're having is a direct correlation between your attitudes, your evolution, and your being. So if you think wonderful thoughts of positivity and happiness and loving vibration, you'll have good weather. It's been proven. It happens. So if you want bad weather, and the reason is because you have bad thoughts and bad issues going on with you, it's going to cause an imbalance within the spectrum of Mother Nature. And
also,
Mother Nature,
Dora,
always wants to be in balance. Go ahead.
Of course. Well, a couple of questions as we're discussing this. So we also have nefarious beings or people that also have enough technology as well to bring forth, weather. So they can make fires. They can make
earthquakes. Well, let me you in on something.
Okay.
People who rely upon machines and devices.
I'm sorry?
Can quite easily be manipulated, I assure you. So are they in control? No, they're not. Mother Gaia, or Terra Christa, is the one in charge. And I can assure you, if she didn't want you there, you wouldn't be there. So excuse saying that nefarious peoples and Hop and all of that are the ones that, who have, dominion over you. Well, there's a great example. The Pfizer factory was completely obliterated by a tornado, and the buildings around it were not even touched. So what does it tell you?
Well, Zora, I think
it
what
was
it
Gaia
tells us,
that got rid of it, or Terra Christa got rid of it.
Yeah, but the other part of that, from what we hear, is that it was the White Hats did that. Because the White Hats as well have beings that
have Terra Christa.
Okay. But then the nefarious
Will you stop with the technology? Man-made technology is flawed. Man-made technology is not always accurate. So, but Terra Christa is always right in line with what needs to be done.
Well, can I ask another question?
Terra Christa, if Terra Christa didn't want you on her surface, you wouldn't be here.
Well, can I ask you another question? So I'll keep
you
that in mind as well. So let's take a look at all of the fires. All of the fires that we have had, I mean, we're talking, or even tsunamis, really bad tsunamis, like what had happened down in Louisiana, and then the fires that were rampant, awful, terrible fires that had happened out in the western coast. You know, a lot of that, I mean, some of that was Terra Christa. Some of that were also part of the bad guys that were able to create the fires as well, besides the people who wanted to play with fire. So, you know, still have this polarity on this planet of evil and good.
Of course.
So we have both of those elements
you do.
Here. So weren't some of the fires also caused by the nefarious people that have technologies to bring about a fire?
Arson, yes, yes, of course. Laser
right.
beam being shot from an aircraft,
yes.
of course.
Yes.
But also
yes.
understand a lot of it is in direct correlation with people's thoughts. You're stating one fact that things can be done by technology, yes, but who's ultimately in charge? Terra Christa. If Terra Christa can get rid of one factory, then she can get rid of a whole lot more.
Well, didn't the
understand
White House...
that... Go ahead.
Well, here, so I guess I want to
Go
see
ahead.
The correlation. So if the White House also have that technology to be able to create a thunderstorm or a tornado... And a tornado isn't formed unless they understand that, you know, how it is brought about. So in regards to the alignment, the energy of Terra Christa and the technologies, advanced technologies that's available to be able to create a, for example, a tornado, I mean, it's great that we could work with her, but I think that the White Hats thought that it was them that did the work and not Terra Christa, I guess is really what I'm trying to say.
Ultimately, Terra Christa is one in control. If they could create a tornado and Terra Christa could diminish it in a moment.
Oh, I see.
Same with an earthquake, same with a tsunami, whatever. Something can be created, but something can also be uncreated in just an instant.
Okay.
Understand.
And the reason?
What is causing your weather? What's causing your weather to be harsh is a direct connection with your thoughts. Not just in general, the thoughts of the peoples, the attitudes of the peoples are the ones that regulate weather. Bad
I understand.
Weather, good weather.
I understand.
So you are the ones in control, not HARP, not FISA, and not whomever. You
yes.
are in direct control of the weather with your thoughts, with your attitudes.
With our hearts.
Much of the bad weathers have been happening because of the negative attitudes of peoples. And
okay.
where there is positive attitudes and people giving out love vibrations, they're not having harsh weather. They're not having upheavals. They're not having what you call devastating storms. They're having fair weather. Why? Because they are projecting their thoughts of goodness, of peace, their goodness of love. That is what's going to bring about your perfect weather, your perfect environment. Love is the answer, not technology.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit before our next guest comes, Zora.
Go ahead.
If we can, talk about, see, so when
of course
we
you
say
can.
That, so when we say, you know, that at this period or this moment of our existence, we are always, we are now presently moving into a consciousness awareness stage. So in link with what you've said regarding that we are in charge of our and we do create the reality in which we live, and very much we are, and I think people are finally coming to that understanding that we can definitely bring about devastation, bring about bad weather with a negative or with negative energies or lower energies. And we also are beginning to understand that when we come from love or we come from our heart minds, that we can create a better situation around us in our environment, and which is with Mother Nature, and that connection is that oneness in which we all really are. So oneness begins with one's understanding of the consciousness that you have. Really, whatever that consciousness level you are affects not only yourself, but it affects everything around you. So that's what Zora is saying.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
What you think, what your thoughts are, is your reality. What consciousness level you're at is that reality that's coming to you. So same thing with weather. So
thought is the creator, as thought always is.
Right.
Thought is the creator. Think about that. What does that mean to you? When I say thought is the creator, as thought always is, what does that mean to you?
Speaking to me, Zora? Or you're speaking to everyone?
I'm speaking to everyone.
Okay.
Thought is the creator, as thought always is. So whatever you think, you create.
Yeah. Be careful what you create.
So be careful how you think. Indeed.
And this
negativity
is also this
brings on storms. Negativity brings on storms. Negativity can bring on an earthquake. Negativity can bring on a tsunami. That is what I'm trying to tell you. Negativity is your enemy. Is your enemy. Negativity is your enemy. If you think positive thoughts and live a positive existence, you won't have earthquakes. You won't have tornadoes. You won't have hurricanes. You won't have tsunamis. You're the answer. Don't look for it in a book. Don't look for it from a guru. Look for it from within you. You're the answer. No one else.
That's beautiful, Zora.
It's a very powerful statement, but it's also a very positive and absolute truth.
So that's the reason why.
Because remember, in the original Dead Sea Scrolls, which is the scripture that all Bibles are based on, and of course all Bibles were not put together the way they're supposed to be because of the arrogance and the ego of the so-called rulers of the time, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. What does that tell you? It tells you that you are gods, that you are goddesses, that you are healers. You have the power within you. You can raise the dead. You can restore limbs with your own goddess and God power. Do it and stop whining.
It has to do with increasing and raising our frequencies.
Indeed.
Becoming more.
And what better way to do that than going out into Mother Nature and becoming one with her? You instantly raise your consciousness. Instantly.
Because Mother Nature is pure consciousness.
That is correct.
There is no limitation. There's no negativity.
Mother Nature.
She is just pure consciousness.
She is free.
Nothing.
She is a free spirit.
Yes.
She is a free spirit. And because
Thank
she
you,
is
Zara.
A free spirit, she has no limits at all.
Indeed. She is a pure connection. She is a pure connection to Source for us.
With Source, absolutely.
Yes.
And you, each and every one of you, are a direct connection with Source, if you realize it. When I
Indeed.
Tell you you're gods and goddesses, that's just not a phrase. It's not a sentence. It's a fact. Each and every one of you walking this planet is a healer. Yeshua, in the New Testament, was talking to the disciples, and he says, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do, if you only know you can. That phrase was taken out of the Bible and replaced with, if you only believe in my name. The in my name is not the words of Yeshua, it's the words of King James. Think about that.
Right. Thank you, Zara. So,
indeed,
beautiful words of wisdom, as always, Zara. So thank you for that. I think at this time, yes, I would love, if you,
Sorry for
if
being
you will,
stern and firm with you, but that's the way it is.
Oh, no, we appreciate all of your feedback, all of your love, Zara. So we can be in balance and understand, you know, the powers that we have as truly of higher consciousness and awareness, and our links with Terra Christa, or Mother Earth, and with each other. So, being that, so can we ask you, Zara, to let's together do a, if you will, lead us into a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boost of love and energy.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pure understanding.
From the gods and goddesses of our beings.
Indeed.
We receive all.
I would like
that
to
you
hear.
Have mentioned.
I would like to hear from Sandy. I would like to hear from Sandy what she thinks of what I've just said.
I'm going to go ahead and open her line. So perhaps maybe,
Indeed.
Zara. Okay, hold on a second. Let me bring Sandy in. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, I'm right here. Thank you, Zara, for that message. I needed that.
We all needed that.
I think my beastly attitude is causing rainstorms on my roof.
Your what?
I said,
Your
I
what?
Think my beastly attitude is causing rainstorms on my roof, which leaks.
Is interesting.
So I'm going to do a lot better with my attitude.
Pure thoughts. You know, change
yeah,
your
I'm
attitude
going to
being pure and loving, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right. So we're going to have Zara you know, with us as I ask you to share your beautiful story, heartfelt story, you know, challenging story of your life as you have gone through in this in this existence. So a little bit about you, Sandy. Let everyone know a little bit about you at the very beginning, your relationship also a little bit later with Bill, and where you personally are at this time regarding who you are, and you know, and then we'll go from there. So to begin with, I just want to let everyone know again, I've already mentioned you, Sandy, to others at least a couple of weeks ago, and that you are a very special being that is here to share your story so that we can all learn to know more about who you are and those that are like you, and that there is more even beyond your experience that we are still learning about. So you are helping to educate, and you're helping us to better understand and to love you and many others like yourself, just like we did with Zareya way back when. So tell us about yourself at the beginning.
I wrote down a few things so I could kind of keep it organized.
Okay,
go
kind
for of
it,
like
Sandy.
Billy. I didn't have a mom and dad, so I was placed in a state orphanage till I was 13 months old. And then I was adopted by parents, one who had been in three different departments of the military and was in the Mensa Society. My dad had a photographic memory. My mom was a banker. So anyway, that's kind of how that started. And they took it, they said it was a very difficult adoption, and up until recently, I didn't really understand why, but I can remember being 3 years old at my grandma's backyard, and I just happened to look up, and I saw a huge cigar going from one end of the horizon, just drifting very slowly across the sky, and I stopped playing with whatever I was playing with, and I watched that, and it made such an impression, I never forgot it. So little things like that would happen. And then February 13th, the night before Valentine's Day, I was 8 years old. I think my entire existence changed. I went to bed that night as normal, but in, I think probably around 10 maybe at night, something came in my room, and it had extremely long fingers and was right in front of me and put fingers, and they had kind of something on the end of them right over my face. And the next thing I knew, I had real long hair. My hair is straight up in the air. And I looked up, and there was kind of like what I know now to be, it looked like kind of like a wormhole with lights and swirling and noise. And my hair went straight up, and I'm going up into this just absolutely terrified. I couldn't speak. I couldn't move. All I could do was kind of blink my eyes. And then I don't remember a lot after that, but I do remember I was gone most of the night, and then I was placed back in my bed in the same manner. And then I remember laying on the bed and being so terrified that I could not breathe. I don't know. It just seemed like I didn't breathe forever. And I never moved until the next morning. And, of course, my mom was all excited. It was Valentine's Day. And I got up, and I put my clothes on, and I went out to the kitchen table, but I could not even speak. And I never told my mom and dad about it. And I went to school that day, and I couldn't speak to people. I just couldn't do anything. I was absolutely terrified. And it didn't go away. It just kind of changed my life from that point. I hadn't really been that afraid before then. Became afraid of everything. I didn't want to leave the house. I couldn't sleep in my room alone without the door being open, and I'd wake up in the night to make sure I was by myself. I'd hear things at the back window. I'd look outside, And it seemed like I could see the presence of smaller ships in my backyard. So I'd shut the drapes real quick, and it always felt like somebody was right there with me, but I couldn't see him at the time. So I got a little bit older, and it was very difficult for me to go to school around a bunch of kids. I didn't identify with boys. I didn't identify with girls. So I identified with nature. And this huge moth came to my house, and I was thrilled. And the moth and I became really good friends, and it would follow me to school and sit on the ledge. And the kids would laugh at me because the moth would follow me home. And that went on for quite a while, and then one day the moth was just gone, and, oh, I was brokenhearted. So I began to wake up at night, and I don't know why, and I'd go out to the living room and pull the drapes, and I would sit in my dad's chair and rock and just watch things crossing the sky. And since I was on the backside of Mount Rainier, there were just ships all over the place. And I'd see comets, and sometimes shadow people would come in the front window and walk right by me like they didn't see me and go out the back wall. So I'd curl myself up in the chair and cover up, you know, and just kind of watch everything going on. And I'd hear these voices and different entities speaking with each other, but I couldn't really see them all the time. And sometimes they'd be on the wall and they'd be speaking on the wall. So I never told my mom and dad. I didn't know what was wrong with me. All I knew was that I didn't feel comfortable with anybody or anything outside of my own home. So finally, my mom said I could date. So here I am, 16 years old. My first boyfriend brings me a book full of hieroglyphics, and he said, I don't know if you know, but I have little people that I talk to, and they come in these ships. And I said, really? So he shows me the book, and I got to hold it. And on one of our dates, we were double dating with someone else, we went out to a landed ship, but we all got so scared we ran off. So that was my first boyfriend. And then I started to pay a lot of attention to things around me. I'd look up on the higher peaks, and sometimes I'd see a ship up there, and it would land maybe 50 feet off the ground, and then a blue flame would come out of the bottom, and then it would touch the ground, and you might sit there for 5-10 minutes, and then it would just shoot off into the sky. So I didn't think anybody believed me, so I would never tell anybody about it, you know. So the older I got, here I am dating age, and I don't feel comfortable with boys. And I have girlfriends, but I can't really tell them anything. So I'm just so disconnected from everything. And I really tried to fit in, but no matter what I did, I just did not fit in. I wasn't comfortable unless I could be in my own space where I could be out in nature. And, I had little fairies too. So once in a while, I'd see a little fairy. But bugs or birds, you know, and butterflies, they would like to come over and visit. So I got into music. For some reason, I could do anything. I was like 4 years old, and I was doing tap, ballet, and acrobat all at the same time. And the kids didn't like me because I could do it better than the rest of the kids. So I quit that. Then I started piano lessons, but I did stick with that until I was ready to teach, and I thought I might be a concert pianist. But then I got involved with Bill, and that kind of was the end of that. So I did meet my future husband at about 14. And I knew the minute I saw him there was a connection. And then by 16, I already knew that that's what my purpose was, that I was here to do. And I didn't know all the details, but I knew that's what I was supposed to do. So we got married maybe a week after I was out of high school, and we were married, as you know, for 57 years with many strange things. And I'll tell you, it wasn't easy for him to live with something like me. He did a pretty good job of it. But I have a couple things here that I thought you might enjoy when we were first married. Okay. Did you want to say something first?
No, go ahead.
please.
Okay, there was one trip we took with, we had a couple friends, and this is the hippie days. So we were up on the Icicle River, which is up in Leavenworth, way up there on the dirt road. And the boys got to partying a little bit, and Bill had a little bit too much to drink, and the other two went home, which left me and Bill to pack up the campsite. So we did that, and we had this old blue truck, and right on the end of all the camping stuff, we hung a lantern, and the lantern was lit. So we started down. Bill was driving. I didn't know how to drive that truck at the time because it was had something on the steering wheel that you shifted with, and I didn't really know how to drive those. So he's driving, and he goes down, and some of our other friends were the next campsite down. So he stopped there, and I actually had an encounter with a satanic being. And he said, I am going to kill both of you tonight. And I was horrified. So we finish our visit, get into the truck, start heading down, and it's this thin little dirt road right by the Icicle River, and the river is just boiling, like spring runoff, you know, very frightening. And here we are like 1, 2 in the morning. So we're heading down there, and all of a sudden, Bill passes out, falls on top of me, and I'm in the passenger seat. The truck goes off the road and hangs over the Icicle River, suspended in the air, the front tires, and the back tires are just barely on the edge. All I could do is just open my mouth, and so I prayed. And I think we probably hung there for a good 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, something picked us up and set us back on the road. Well, then I had him on top of me, so I had to get him in the passenger seat, and I got over in the driver's seat just shaking from head to foot, wanting to get out of there, and I didn't know how to drive it. So I finally got it into first gear, and I'm hobbling along down there, and you know, it's probably 10, 15 miles up there, so I get to the main road, and I go, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe. So I get on the little freeway thing that goes back to Wenatchee, and we probably go maybe 5 miles, and all four tires lock up. So the truck is scooting, and I remembered what he said. He was going to kill us. So all four tires lock up, and I'm heading for a guardrail, and I come to stop within maybe half inch of this guardrail. So I was saved again, and then, of course, I had to walk like 2 miles to a house and call someone to help us. But I told Bill the next day, and he said, well, it can't be. That couldn't have happened. So there, you know, you have to be careful what you tell people because it's so crazy. No one's going to believe you anyway. And then I had one more thing that we became missionaries later. And so we were making a desert trip from Phoenix over to Los Angeles. And it was kind of in the middle of the day, and it was probably, 128 degrees or something. And we didn't have any air conditioning. So we get clear out in the middle, and I'm scared to death the van's going to break down. But I had enough faith in God, and I said, God, I want you to put a cloud over this van and drive with us all the way to Los Angeles and protect us because I have little kids. So kind of looked around, you know, and we kept driving. I swear to you, I've got pictures of it. There came one cloud in that whole desert, and it rained on our car until we got to Los Angeles. People were running off the road looking. Semis, cars, people were breaking down. I have never seen anything like it. So I guess that's the power of prayer. So that was quite a deal. And then we went to Beirut, and it was full-scale war. I had my little kids. They tried to steal my kids. So here we are, full-scale war, and I tell you, I did a lot of praying. And one time I was running with the kids to a bomb shelter, and I could feel those bullets so close to my ear, I could feel the hair on my ear move. But we were always protected. So when we got back to the States, you know, things are pretty much normal, and, you know, just... you know, normal as far as normal for me, which is never normal. So I did in 1980, I think I became a bodybuilder, and I told you some of these stories. And I had a very unusual strength. It's kind of like Samson. It's not there all the time, but I noticed I was a lot stronger than most people, and I'm about 110 pounds. And I was able to do things that a lot of the men couldn't do. I thought, well, you know, there has to be a reason for that. So one time I was forced into a grand piano fell, and I literally had to hold the whole grand piano by myself until two or three men came and got it. So I thought, well, that, you know, it didn't really hurt my back. And then another time a car went up over a cement wall, and these people were screaming. They said, well, help us get this car off. So I kind of just focused my energy, and I got underneath the front bumper and pushed it up over the wall back onto the ice and snow, you know, where they could drive off. But I can't do that kind of stuff all the time. And then at the gym, I've sent you guys some pictures. I sent you a picture of me curling Bill at 225 pounds. And then I've got maybe 3-4 machines at the gym right now at my age that I max out the whole machine. So it's just kind of weird things like that, you know, that I just don't fit in anywhere. I'm just really strange. And then I also told you during COVID that I had written a new book. I kind of used that time. I couldn't really do too much. So I wrote a new book, and it'll be out in about 2 weeks. It's a 450-page novel for children where the little girl, her very best friend, is Jesus. And everything centers around character-building stories and miracles. And it's a fun read for anybody from probably 12 to 80.
Oh, beautiful. That sounds so beautiful. Well, let's
I also have one more thing, Jane. I have a house guest that's back, a 250-pound house guest that came back to visit, a mountain lion female, and she sleeps under my bedroom window. And she's there every night again. So between that and the four owls.
Wow. And you got four owls too, mountain lion and
I got a white owl and three brown ones.
Oh, my gosh. How did they find you?
I don't know, but I'll go out to trim trees, and that white owl is over my head every time.
Yeah. Wow. You are so connected. You're absolutely connected to Mother Earth, as we've been talking, and to animals, obviously, because they love you. So let's.
Well, I hope so,
because
I do love them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They feel like you're their family. That's why they so resonate with you. So let's bring in Zara. Hey, Zara, you're here with us still? Or Zareya, who's here? Zara? Oh, Zara, you're here. So tell us a little bit about Sandy. Tell us a little bit about Sandy from your point of view. You know, so she came here and she was adopted. So where did she come from prior to?
Indeed.
I think we had this talk a long time ago with her personally. But tell us a little bit about her prior to coming here. Where is she from?
Well, I will let you know, or let Sandy know, that when they were hanging over that crevice, it was a chartreuse that grabbed the vehicle and put it back on the road.
Oh, how wonderful that is.
The who?
Wow.
Who, Jane? My phone's kind of cutting.
It's a Blackfoot.
Oh.
Tell her.
A what foot?
Yeah.
A
well,
big
you know,
foot,
we're just
not
talking
Blackfoot.
A big, no, I mean a big foot.
Oh, I've seen several.
You've
oh, Jane,
several.
I was within a foot or so of one in Northern California a couple times.
In Northern California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little
on,
bit about your experience
up by Leggett.
With them. Okay,
oh,
tell
well,
us a little bit about that experience.
It's so terrible. But it was kind of right outside, and our car broke down, and I got out the back and had opened the back door in the car, and it was just right there in the bushes. And it scared me so bad because it was so tall and had large eyes, but the smell.
Yep.
So finally we got the car going, and it didn't do anything. You know, it just watched us, and we drove
off. Of course.
But they're up in Washington State, too, so. Yeah, I've had a couple things.
So
but I really like
everywhere.
Them.
They're everywhere, but you know what? They only
they like, and
you
they like
only,
you as well because of your energy.
Yeah. Right. Because you have a love energy that, and your consciousness is also at a higher level than many people, than most people.
But they are interdimensional, aren't they?
They are. Yes.
Yeah, that, I thought they were. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's wonderful.
Pardon? Tell, what did you just say, Zora?
And they're physical as well.
Of course.
Oh, right.
Right. Yes, yes. So Zora. So that was wonderful that you had mentioned who lifted her car and put it back on the road. And, you know, so that there's that mm-hmm. synchronicity because you are already open to them, to those beings that are of Terra Crista. And they've been here for eons of time. And they are also one with nature. And that's why...
They're also connected to you.
And yes, vibrationally, in frequency.
Well,
I think I've told you.
They are connected to you as well, Sandy. They are connected with you as well. But your experience when you were a child with your abduction, from that point of time, ever since that time, you've had an implant. I just removed it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I did. I had three.
You had three implants.
They're gone.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
They're gone.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm so tired of those.
Yeah, so the implants, what were they doing to the implants? What were the function with you? Do you know?
I believe for abductions.
Right.
I think that's their purpose. Just to evidently
to track of her.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Zora.
Notify where you're at.
You know, they're for tracking, but I have removed them, so they're no longer present in your body.
Oh, great! Thank you so much.
Okay, so they were they have been tracking her all this time since she was abducted. When she was 3 years old. So
I was eight.
Zora.
Yeah, that was the Zeta reticuli.
Oh, Zeta.
Yeah, I know.
That was the Zetas that did that.
Yeah, I know because I saw their hands, their fingers.
Okay, tell us. Yeah, so tell us about your experience with the Zetas. Do you recall that? Was that a good... feeling, or you were just
my experience
so much
with them.
Yes, mm-hmm. with the
no,
with the
no.
Aliens.
It's just that
with the
I think I told you before I have some kind of an inbuilt guard for I don't even know how to say it for things that are holy, and yet I am so repelled by evil, and it somehow was always able to sense when evil beings were around me, and I was always on guard about it, and I would, you know, change things around where I felt protected and pray and just always aware of things like that. And I don't know how many times they might have taken me, but they
okay.
wipe my memory so good I don't remember good.
Yeah, exactly. So go ahead. Zara, what were you saying?
Mm-hmm.
Remember? You were going to say remember.
Again?
You were going to say remember. Something that you were going to tell.
I did.
Yeah, you said remember, and then she and then Sandy continued to talk. So anyway,
does this have to do with? Does it have to do with the reptilians too? Because I know they're often together.
Yep.
Oh.
I don't like those.
Remember when you pray. Remember when you pray, you're not praying to a god out in the cosmos. You're praying to the goddess within you.
Right.
So
your
whenever your
source.
Prayers were answered, they were answered by the goddess within you. Whenever you pray to God to answer a prayer, it is the goddess within you that is answering that prayer. So You're not praying to some god out in the cosmos. You're praying to the goddess within you.
Okay.
And when you're praying to God, you're praying to your own god. You're not praying to
out there.
The religious god that's out there. Because you remember,
I always felt like I was playing to Source.
Yeah, so it is source
yes.
that you are connecting to. That is
right.
your connection.
Yeah,
right.
That's what it felt like.
And your connection is very, you are at a very high frequency level. So that's the reason why you get repelled so quickly by any negative energies that may be around you. And you can feel it. Like even that satanic meeting that you had, it was like, oh my God, right? Yeah,
I've had plenty of instances where I've had to fight off a few of those
how
for
did
safety.
You, do that?
You know, well, you do it by raising your vibration and focusing on the holy, and they have to step back.
Because they can't
because
handle
if your
it.
Vibration's high enough, they can't even be that close to you. They want to be, but they can't.
Correct.
So I kind of learned how to do that at a young age, you know, to protect myself.
Okay.
I think anybody that whose vibration is high seems to attract the other half of it, too.
Yes, of course. Because you're like attracts like, right? So as we're moving and moving more into higher consciousness, at least, you know, many of us are doing that presently. Some of us, like you, are extraordinary and that you're already at that plane of consciousness that we are striving to be at so that we can discern any negativity that comes our way more immediately, like you. And for you to have been in fear so long as a child, I wanted to talk a little bit about that, Zora. You know, the fear that she had when she was three years old and she was taken and abducted.
Oh,
yeah, I mean,
terrible.
That is...
I can't even tell
that
you.
That was horrible. Yeah.
It changed my whole life. I was absolutely terrified. I don't know what they did to me, but it just terrified me.
Yeah. It's a difficult time for you.
Yeah.
But so many of the chosen. So here's what's really interesting. So as we know, you know, Yeshua or Jesus had his chosen apostles, right? And chosen, the Israelite and the Israelites, the Hebrews, etc. I mean, that was all in
disciples,
in part disciples, etc. So even with you and all the others that have been abducted, there's always, they choose you. And there's a preference in terms of why your particular group has been chosen to be a part of this journey. Your part of this journey is to be able to go what you did, and we thank you. We're ever so grateful for you that you are who you are because of what had happened, that you can teach us, to teach us what you know about even nature. I mean, you have a mountain lion in the house. You had a moth that followed you to school. I mean, that relationship with Earth, with Gaia, or animals, the beings, the bugs, or whoever, because you are on that plane already of fifth dimension, or more actually. And that's why you're here, to help us to understand. How did you do that? How is it that you have a moth to follow you? I mean, how can we even go close to, you know, the Bigfoot, right? And we're always searching for them at night, you know, because we're not at such a lower density that we are not going to be able. They don't want to come. They don't want to show themselves to us. They're in fear of us. Lower density? No,
yeah, they're
kind of
particular,
negativity.
I think.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, Q
so
said I was in the breeding program, too, so I don't totally understand what
yes.
all that's about. But he said they could take me anytime they wanted, and they probably did.
Yeah, they did. They did plenty. That's enough. I think it's time for you to kind of just be you. I mean, that's all part of this.
You are free from them now, I can assure you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It's very tiring sometimes.
Yeah. So even though you think you're an abductee, which you've been abducted, you're really a hybrid.
I would have to be. I'm not. The only thing I'm comfortable with on this earth is the earth.
You bet.
The actual earth and the things that are alive and growing. And
you bet. Yes. You're part of, yes. You know the frequency, because you are on that frequency already.
In essence, you are one. You are actually, in reality, one with nature. Understand that the mountain lion that sleeps outside your window, outside, is your protector.
Outside, right?
Yes. It is her protector.
Oh, yeah, she's within like 2 or 3 feet of, I mean, she could come inside the window if she wanted. It's a low window. She could step right inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Indeed. But she's your protector, and she was sent there for that purpose, to watch over you, to prevent any what you call intrusion into your existence, and that's why she's there.
Oh, well, you know what I just remembered?
We sent her there.
She never came back until after Bill had passed. And then she came right shortly after he had passed.
Because Bill was your protector at the time.
Right.
For all those years.
Yeah.
Indeed. And
but
when,
he's here, too.
Bill
he comes and
ascended,
goes.
Then,
of course
of
he
course
does.
He's
yes,
there.
Of course.
He's with you all the time.
Yeah.
He's with you all the time.
Yeah, we're well aware of it. He does little things in the house. Oh, I have to tell you, this is terrible. I probably shouldn't say it in the radio, but...
Oh, yeah, please.
The other night, I got up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, and he had put the lid up, and I fell in. He does have a sense of humor.
I was just going to say. He's there to tell you, hey, you haven't gotten rid of me. You think you did, but you didn't. You have not. And so for the people that are new to you, Sandy. And people already know your connection with Bill, that you've been married, you were married for 57 years. And of course it was all, and you knew already in your heart at that time when you were young that this is a guy you were going to marry. Of course, I don't think Bill knew that. But anyway, we will.
Oh, I knew the plan. But, no, I knew it was a contract. I knew that when I was 16.
Did he know that?
Actually revealed it was a contract. Yeah.
No, but Bill didn't know that.
Oh, he didn't know, no. Oh, God, no, he probably wouldn't have married me.
Why would I marry you? You're so weird.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine being married to something like me?
Bill he was a very, very special individual who came into your life. And you blessed each other so much with your children and everything that he did for the world. And now you, in terms of your connection, your pure connection with Mother Nature, and now your story about how you are where you are presently. But my first question with Zora, again, is, so if she was, so was Sandy deposited here somehow because she was found and was taken and brought into an orphanage? Like Billy was all of a sudden, you know, she didn't remember. Her mind was wiped as well. She found herself in some military garbage thingamajig and then taken also to an orphanage. So tell us about the beginnings of Sandy, if you will, Zora. Where is she from? I mean, if she was already from the Zeta Reticuli constellation, or was she already something else prior to that? Because she's already very connected with them. Her DNA already shows that. So where is she from? And she was deposited here with a ship as well. Or beings as well. She also has a little bit of reptilian in her.
Oh, God. I want to... Pleiadians, I love them, not reptilians.
Well, no. Remember, reptilians, we have good and bad.
Oh, I know they are. Yeah.
Of course you are. And, of course, it could not have been bad because you are pure. Pure energy at this point. Oneness. That's where you are. So where is she, Zora, from?
She's a hybrid, and she was placed here.
From? From what constellation?
Pleiades.
Pleiades, okay. All right. So now, prior to being a Pleiadian, she had, you know, you have the interplay. So out in the cosmos, when we're talking about hybrids, you know, we, because of our finite minds, do not understand that we have a 12-strand DNA, but we also have what we call this junk DNA or whatever, right, that is not uncovered yet. So within the junk areas that we don't know yet, we have all been, just like Zora already said, well, you're Pleiadian, or you are Lemurian, or you are Sirian, or you're Andromedan, or you're whatever. But when we go way back to the before that, we all came from what we call, obviously source, etc., but there has always been prior to that, we are from the Lyrians or from the Vegas constellation. You know more about that, Zora.
Right.
So in essence of prior
I
to
from
being
the Canadian star system.
Right.
Well, I have something to do with the Arcturians too. Very close to
them. Oh, you're Arcturian as well.
Yes, you do.
Okay. All right. Okay. Very good.
Of course.
So
they're holy nature.
Yep. They're the healers. So, yeah, so I guess what I want to say is that you are here with your knowing. And you are here because you're at a higher density. That's why you enjoy talking, you know, with Zareya and have a similar background. And then, so when you came here, so was she deposited here, Zora?
Of course.
You were deposited here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you came directly from a different system.
Yeah, I thought I did. And I've always thought
I did. Yeah, so you did. Yeah, so you're just lucky.
That's why I clung to my parents so much, because I had to have something to cling to that made me feel secure.
Yeah.
I felt so removed from this planet at the time.
Yeah, and why? Why a military family as well is your connection too, right?
Yeah, my dad was in 3 branches of the service, and he was brilliant. And, and I told you before, too, I went to find my records at the courthouse, and they were very nice to me until I filled out the paperwork. And they came back and told me to never come in there again and never look into my story again.
There you go. Yep.
Are you there?
Yep. Hello? Zora?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Are you,
are you here?
I'm here.
Sandy is here. Can you hear us?
I know. Anyway, I hear you very well. Anyway, just went silent for a moment. Anyway, so understand that Sandy had a helpmate, and she was married with his helpmate, had a wonderful family and a life. And now she's a little bit what you call out of balance. But especially in what you would term as a financial area. So I'm asking people out there to do what is termed as to send Sandy a love gift, whatever you wish to send her, that will help with her living condition. And so we are asking that everyone out there on this call that is listening to it will send her a love gift. And she will give you what you call
her PayPal?
Information to make contact with her.
So, Sandy, as we're going to be ending this call real soon, do us a favor, and we'd love to have you back on our call again. It's been such a delight. It's just talking with you.
Oh, anytime.
Of course.
And sharing your story, and it's not over yet. So you are our second link besides Zareya to someone who is not of this world, in it, but not of this world, I guess. That is a difficult, but we thank you as well for being here with all of us. So share with others, you know, so we can give you a little support and to help you to do your work now that you are out of what we call a closet.
I will also tell Sandy the following as well. The entity that was trying to do away with you was not a demon. It was what was called an extraterrestrial that was trying to be mischief. It was not a demon.
It did
just,
a pretty good job of it.
It was,
yeah, the
no,
bad guys. It's
a
dark,
it
dark
was
energy.
It was an extraterrestrial. It was actually a reptilian.
Oh, I'm glad to know
one
that.
One of the bad ones. Anyway. It wasn't.
Yeah, they're pretty powerful.
The reason I'm saying this because understand that the devil, Satan, demons are all a creation of the mind. What is called
of religion.
The church, the religions are the one that are the ones that created Satan. They did, understand, Satan was not what you term as a physical being. Lucifer, yes, Lucifer was this, was a brother of Yeshua. Understand that, and so, but he was not what you term as evil. It was the creation of the church that created Satan and the demons and devils and things of that nature to control. It's all about control, to control the populace of the church. So they would use that toy, demon possession, things of this nature. No one can be possessed by a demon. They can only be oppressed by the evil side. Not a devil, not a demon. They do not exist. Just like Satan does not exist. He is simply a thought form and nothing more.
Okay.
So you have nothing to fear as far as Satan or the devil. I will also, there is also a distinct separation between what is termed as witchcraft and demonism or Satanism. Satanism has nothing to do with witchcraft at all. Witchcraft is the stewardship of the earth. That's what it is. It is not evil unless you do evil with it.
Right.
There are different spells that can be performed of a negative nature, but it is not demons, it is not devil, and it is not Satan. Understand that, as I said, Satan, get that out of your mind. Satan is not real. Devil is not real. This was a creation from the religions that brought this about.
So to program us.
You have nothing to fear from for programming. Religious programming is what it's called. And it's all been totally misconstrued, especially when it comes to the story of the crucifixion. Everyone's under the impression that Yeshua was crucified on a cross. That could not be further from the truth. He was crucified on a pole, not a cross.
Yeah, I know that. That
understand?
True.
Yes, the Romans, when they crucified people, they crucified them on a pole. They never crucified them on a cross. That all came about when the Bibles came into existence, and the Christians created the what you call Saint King James is the one that instituted the word cross, crucifixion cross. So that's another thing to be straightened out.
Yeah, I'd like to I have to interrupt Zora. So if you, for those of you,
you're
I need to get onto. I'm
if
sorry?
You, if you were interrupted, I'd tell you.
Zora, or Sandy, because we only have 10 minutes left, I have two people at least that have a couple of questions, probably for Zora and or for you. So give everyone your PayPal and your phone number, if you're willing, if they have a question or if about reaching you or whatever. But why don't you go ahead? I know that these are tough times for you. So just give people your PayPal and your email, and we could go from there. So those two things so that they can send you some gifts. And then if they need to...
Is the PayPal under my email address?
Okay, hold on a second.
When you send love gifts to her, when you send love gifts to her, do it by friends and family. That way, nothing visit from anyone. They send it by friends and family to the recipient, that way there's
yeah,
no
thank
fees.
You, Zora. Okay, Zora. All right, mm-hmm. go ahead, Sandy. Tell them your PayPal number and your email. Or your PayPal.
PayPal information.
Right.
What does it go by? My phone number or by the email address?
Not your phone number. It would be your email address.
Okay, that's one word. My Art Angel, MyArtAngel at AOL.com.
At AOL.com. And everyone, her name is Sandy, Sandy. A is the middle initial, and the last name is Whitely. So, Sandy, repeat that for them, if you will.
Email address?
Yes. Your name. Just spell it out for them, because your name is going to come up as well.
Oh, Sandy, Sandy. Capital A, Whitely, Whitely.
Thank you. Okay. So you can do
And once again, your PayPal address?
Right. If anyone has any questions, just email Sandy. And, so there are people also that could write out a check, especially if they may be out of the United States or whatever. They can send you at least a check, and we can go from there. So go forward next time. What is the name of your book that's coming out, by the way, Sandy?
The name of the book is Neural, N-U-R-L, of Nain, N-A-I-N, Nain, the Bible Town. And I really think people will enjoy it. N-U-R-L. Neural of Nain.
Of O-F?
O-O-F. Nain. N-A-I-N.
N-A.
And it's
N-A-I-N.
M-A-I-N.
And it's through a Simon & Schuster publishing house.
What does N-U-R-L mean?
Neural is the name of the little girl.
Oh, of N-A-I-N.
Neural of Nain. She lives in Nain, so it's Neural of Nain.
Okay, so N-A-I-N. Okay. And is that going to be on Amazon? How do we
purchase
the book?
It's supposed to be everywhere. Should be everywhere worldwide.
Oh, really? Oh, very good. Okay.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all over.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
N-U-R-L. Nain.
Oh, it's N-A-I-N-E?
No, N-A-I-N.
N-A-I, okay, very good. Okay, all right. Hey, listen, guys, we only have 6 minutes. I'm going to open up the two people that have already raised their hands. Dory, you stay put, and let's go ahead. Real quick, we got only 6 minutes. So here, and thank you, everyone, for being here and listening and enjoying and learning from our beautiful Sandy story. So 719 ending in 0341. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear
Hello?
Me?
This yes, is we can King. Hear you.
Yes. I heard some information on the MedBed yesterday. It sounds very much like the crystal chamber. I'm wondering if they're using the term MedBed for both.
Yeah, MedBed is a general term for all of it. When we talk about celestial chambers, the celestial chambers are also the MedBed, but you got to make sure that they are off-world, not totally manufactured here. Off-world technology.
This information said that you could find these facilities at galactic cities and galactic ships.
Yeah, so
and
we understand. Yeah, we understand that when they come out, they will be free. So don't pay for anything. And all light workers are number one to go in, because we have the humanitarian projects. We have lots of wonderful work to help people wake up. Okay,
Zora, tell me if I'm one of them. Will I be one of them that go in? Okay. All right. Thank you very much,
yes.
Jane. I'm so happy you're
okay,
on again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. All right. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll, yeah, we'll let everybody know when that happens in terms of the med beds. 903 ending in 0783. Real quick, your question. Hello? Do you have a question?
Looks like working.
Okay, we're going to let that one go. All right. 562 ending 3435. You're on the air.
Hi, Zora. It's Cindy. I'm asking for the first and last name of my grandfather's name, my daddy's dad.
Oh, no, 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 no. Zora's not going to be able to answer that. Zora, you want to answer that, or can you answer that for her?
No.
Hey.
No.
No. Cindy, that's something you will find out. Not okay, dear. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Last question. 585 ending in 9185. Something that pertains to our call or general information for everyone. Question.
Hi. Joanna, York.
Hi. Yes. Hello, Joanna.
Hi. Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. Hi, Zora.
Hello.
Quick question. Aww. Okay. I know Dr. Tom said that August 22nd was an appointment with BRICS. I'm wondering, Zora, if you can tell us, the humanitarians that hold a little bit of currency, when we would be going in, roughly, to the banks for... Some people are saying
the redemption centers.
Yeah, some people are saying it won't be until like October, November, and I'm wondering, Zora, if you could see when the humanitarian is going, because we want to win.
We want to know when we're going to have it in our hands, Zora. That's your question for the day. Thank you. I think Zora is thinking about this, about how he's going to present this to us.
Sure, sure.
So when is the RV coming into our hands, Zora? If you can see what's going
when
on.
When you see it.
And so, when you see it. We know that, Zora. So
okay.
A little bit of a, is that going to be within the next 2 weeks? Is it going to be within, you know, how do you see it right now? From where you're at, where do you see it coming? When do you see it coming?
Well, if not by the end of this month, the beginning of the next.
The end of this month or beginning of the next. Very good. Thank you, Zora. All right. Great question to end our call.
Thank you.
All right, Jan. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody. That's a wonderful way to end this call. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you so much, Sandy. You have been the light and the love that you are. Thank you for sharing everything that you did with us today. And Zora, this is, you got a few more seconds here if you want to say your last words as we close our call for today.
Just remember that you are gods and goddesses, and you need to begin to act like it.
And my closing for this call is be more conscious and aware of your thoughts. Our thoughts become our reality at every moment, every second. Moving into higher consciousness is increasing your frequencies. Stay, you know, keep away from negative energies. Anything that you feel, that you doubt or whatever, do not go there. Stay in your joy, stay in the peace and harmony that you are. Much love to everyone.
Thank you again, Sandy.
And we'll talk soon again. We love you all. Bye-bye.